Okay, we're here today and it's nice and warm in here and it's very, very safe in here. But the world that we live in at times is anything but safe or nice. And certainly I'm sure some of the older girls were maybe seeing some awful things on television this weekend, things which happened in Paris. And we live in a world which is cruel and a world where people get hurt. And the Bible teaches the importance of knowing that we will be safe in this world. And we can only be safe in this world and in the world to come, going to heaven one day, if we have faith in the Lord Jesus. And we're going to think today about how, for the girls, how you can become a child of faith. And for mums and dads and everyone else, how we can help the girls to become children of faith. And this is something so important. Because see in our next slide, something that Jesus said. Jesus declared, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. No one can go to heaven one day unless a miracle happens in our hearts and we're changed to come to trust in Jesus as our Savior, as our Lord. You don't go to heaven, girls, by trying to be really good. That doesn't get you to heaven. You don't go to heaven by coming to church, although that's good to do. You come to heaven by Jesus making you born again as you come to a faith in him. So we're thinking today, and this is so important, how we can become people of faith. But we're going to think of that story which we heard in the Bible readings. And we see in the next picture a man who had two wives at the same time, which is very strange. His name was Elkanah. And one wife was called Penina, and another wife was called Hannah. And we can see straight away that this shows us that we live, girls, in a world that is messed up, because it's a world which doesn't live according to God's word. God, in his word, teaches that one man should have one wife. And Elkanah, he didn't listen to what God was saying. And it's because of our sin, not listening to God and doing what God wants us to do, that we live in a world that is so messed up. And this was really sad for these ladies. We see in the next picture, Penina, she had children. She had a number of children. But the other lady, Hannah, didn't have any children. And Hannah was really sad. Hannah longed to have a child. But to make things worse, Penina made fun of Hannah. If you're at school, girls, and somebody maybe makes fun of you or calls you names, and it's not very nice, well, this wasn't nice for Hannah, because Penina was making fun of her because she had no children. And Hannah was really, really sad. Hannah's world was really messed up. She knew things weren't right. And girls, we're thinking about how we can become these people of faith who will then be safe with Jesus. This is the first thing. We have to understand, girls, that we live in a world that is messed up by sin. And sin isn't just something outside. Sin is something in all of our hearts. So that's the first thing, girls. Understand the world is messed up because of sin. Well, we see something important in the next picture. Something we also need to know. Know that you can't fix your world yourself. Hannah was so distressed, and there was nothing that Hannah could do herself to change things. She couldn't just make a child. She just couldn't get a child by her own efforts. There's a big problem that she had, and she couldn't solve it herself. There's something very amazing in the Bible, girls. Some of the most important people in the Bible were born from parents, from mums and dads, who couldn't have children. Isaac, his mum and dad couldn't have children. Jacob, Joseph, Samson, John the Baptist, all these very important people in the Bible came from parents who couldn't have children. And do you know why that is? God wants to teach us something very important. This messed up world, it cannot be helped by what we do. It can only be helped by God stepping in and doing a wonderful miracle. God coming to do something that we cannot do for ourselves. And when it comes to a people of faith and become right of God, it's so important, girls, that we understand that we cannot do that ourselves. If we try and be really, really, really good, we will never be good enough. And that's why Jesus had to die on the cross. The only way that we can be saved, the only way that we can be helped in this messed up world, the only way this messed up world can be changed is that Jesus came, that Jesus stepped in. And then, Jesus has to step into our lives by coming so that we are born again. And here, Hannah came to understand that she couldn't fix this problem herself. Now, you've come to church today. I wonder who has traveled the furthest to get to church here today. Who's traveled? Well, Hannah and her husband, they went to church every year. And we see in the next picture, they traveled many, many miles from Ramah to a place called Shiloh. And they came to church to worship God. They came there to a tabernacle. It's a bit like a church. And the next picture we see that Hannah, she was praying at this temple and she was crying. She was praying and crying, and she was so earnest praying that God would give her a son that her lips were moving, but no words were coming out. She was so earnest. And she prayed to God, God, if you give me a son, I will give that son back to you to serve you all the days of his life. Because she was doing that, you see somebody watching her? That is a priest called Eli. And we see in the next picture, he came and he pointed the finger and he thought Hannah was drunk. She'd taken too much alcohol and she was going a bit crazy. This is sad. This priest did not recognize someone praying. In this country of Israel at the time, people had turned away from God and people weren't praying to God, asking God to step in. And when Hannah did this, it was so unusual. Hannah knew that only God could change her world. And girls, remember we took this problem of sin, which we all have? Only God could change us. And when Hannah then spoke to the priest, please, Eli, don't think bad of me, sir. Don't think bad of me. I'm praying to God. And we see in the next picture, Eli said to her, go in peace and may God give you what you request. The priest assured Hannah that her prayer was going to be answered. And in the Bible, it teaches us, girls, if we're going to be changed, the only one who can tell us how to be changed is the great high priest, who is Jesus Christ. And he tells us the only way that we can be changed and saved is through him dying on the cross and us coming to trust in him. So Hannah stopped crying. The priest of God had told her that her prayer would be answered. She went home. And after a while, this lady who couldn't have a son had a little boy. And we see that in the next picture. She had a little boy, and she gave him the name Samuel, which means God listens. A wonderful answer to her prayer. Hannah knew that God changes things wonderfully. And she had wonderful joy at having this little boy. And this little boy grew up, but she never forgot her promise to God. She had promised that this little boy would come to serve God all the days of his life. And so, when he was a wee bit old, and listen, you see some of the younger girls here in the Explorers? Samuel was about your age. And we see in the next picture, his mummy took Samuel and left him in the temple. And she went home and Samuel would only see his mummy one time in the year. And Samuel stayed in the temple to serve God all the days of his life. And you know, that must have been so hard for Hannah to do this. This son who she loves so much, handing him over. But listen, girls, the best comes to us not when we do what we want to do, but when we follow God's plan and give our lives over to God. And can I say to mums and dads, this is one of the hardest things for us as parents, to hand our children over to God. Now, we don't have to send them away to the temple. We're glad for that. Maybe at times you want to send them away. But hand them over by saying, I'm not going to bring up my children as I want. I'm going to bring up my children as God teaches in his word. And this is how we produce children of faith, by bringing them up in the teaching and truths of Jesus Christ, bringing them up to trust and follow Jesus' word. We see in the final picture, Samuel grew up. He won favor with Eli the priest. He did everything really well. He lived his life to serve God. And something really special was going to happen to Samuel. And Samuel would be used to change a whole country which was messed up and bring it back to God. Girls, you have a choice in your school, in university as you grow up, in your workplace. Do you just go along with the world which is messed up? Or will you be like Samuel, a person of faith who says to the world, I'm not going your way. I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm going to trust in this Jesus who died to save me. That is the only way, girls, that you will be safe in this world and in the world to come. That's the only way we can go to heaven one day and avoid this awful place called hell, is by coming and trusting in Jesus and giving our life to him, knowing his salvation. You know what happened to Samuel next? Well, if you want to hear, you'd have to come back in 2 weeks' time to hear what I'm going to say to the boys at their enrollment. We're going to continue our worship now as we sing together. It's up on the screen. King of Kings, Majesty.